Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this. Thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. And I want to talk to you about essentially the damage that the COVID jabs have done. Now, yesterday, there's a lot of stuff concerning AstraZeneca across the news media. I'm sure you might have picked up some of it. And ultimately, you know, truth will out, and we're now getting the truth. But there is another aspect to this, which I don't think that necessarily people have totally figured out yet. And that is that the COVID jabs, when they rolled out in early 2021, have caused a huge increase in the number of people who can't work because of long-term sickness. And basically, where we are at the UK right now at this point is we are 40% above the 2012 to 2020 baseline. Got that? We're 40% above. So at that point, I mean, I'm just looking at the figures here. By the end of 2019, call it, roughly we were sitting with about 2 million people on long-term sickness. We're now closer to 300,000. So we're 800,000 more, to be precise, on average terms. So, and it's really clear, this sudden huge increase in numbers of people on long-term sick directly follows from the rollout of the vaccines. It's in plain sight, my friends. I found this information over at Dr. Claire Craig over at the Heart Group. And as she rightly points out, I mean, you know, it's all very well talking about, you know, blood, the blood clots, cardiac incidents, the brain clots, all that stuff. Yeah. And they were the tip of it. But as she rightly observes, it's a very, very big iceberg below that. You know, there's all this other issue. And certainly, you know, when you're getting on for 800,000 people above the average who are now in long-term sick, and those numbers directly following the rollout of the vaccines, it's perfectly obvious to me, and it must be obvious to government, and it should be obvious to health practitioners, that these jabs do have serious consequences in terms of just generally weakening health. And that's the point. You know, when people talk about having long COVID, no, they don't have long COVID. There is no such thing as long COVID, but there is vaccine damage. And vaccine damage, you know, can be for life. And yes, there are people who have had these jabs, and some of them enthusiastically have had 1, 2, 3 plus X number of boosters, you know, all of that. Those people have obviously caused damage to their immune system, and that means them leaves them physically impaired and unable to carry out the functions that they would have continued employment and work would have required, you know. So that's a kind of shocker in this one. You know, we've basically caused a huge increase on people on long-term sick. Long-term sick equals further demands on the exchequer, on our taxes. So the whole thing is so destructive. You know, everything since 2020 has been about destroying. You know, the furlough scheme, that was destructive. Lockdowns, they were destructive. And the vaccines, yes, they were destructive as well. Destructive of long-term health. And so that's another dirty little secret, that it's in plain sight. It's there if you want to choose and look at the information. We can see that the UK has experienced an unprecedented increase in people on long-term sick. Unprecedented, right? In our history. But nobody's talking about it. I wonder why that might be, because ultimately we're going to have to drag the truth out of these people in every which way that we can, because they don't want to acknowledge these things, and they don't want to basically face into the consequences that flow directly. There's no ambiguity, directly from the rollout of vaccines. People, a lot of people got hurt. Some people died. Some people got very seriously hurt, but other people just became unable to do the things that they'd been doing up until that point. And this isn't about people, you know, working from home. And this isn't about people swinging the lead. There's always going to be people like that, you know, and that's one thing. But long-term sickness and the rollout of COVID vaccines, there's a direct relationship between these two things. That's the problem. It's a direct relationship. So therefore, if you and I can see it, then obviously government can see it. The people who provide information to government must be able to see it. So were they going around with their eyes firmly closed? That's one of the questions I would have for you. Do you think that? You know, are they deliberately ignoring this information because they're all implicated in it? Because they were the people that said, oh no, we have to keep the population safe. Well, you've damaged 800,000 people, more or less, because that's the increase in long-term sick. And that directly relates to the rollout of the vaccine. And of course, they'll try and pass it up and they'll say, yeah, that shows how bad the COVID is. But hang on, the vaccines were supposed to keep us safe from the COVID. Yeah, they might have kept us safe, but maybe injured us. You know, they injured us so we couldn't conduct the life that we had before the vaccines. Honestly, it's such a scam, this. The damage that's been done to our country, I don't think even we fully appreciate the scale of damage that's been done, but it's completely regrettable. Thanks for listening.